Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I love that shirt.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Great.
Cold over here in Jersey, but I know you're in LA, right?
Oh yeah, I'm in LA. I was just in New York. It was cold when I was there, and I welcomed all the cold air. It was
Oh,
amazing.
did you? It's so funny. People not from the East Coast, it's like, oh, I love the cold air. And those from the East Coast are like, ah. So thank you for taking time to speak with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk about this. Okay, so Bat Fam, first the first thing I have to point out, though, I love the animation, but Batman's chin, it's so funny to me. I don't know why it's so long. It's
Good.
just so funny.
Good. It's supposed to be cool and funny, you know.
Yeah.
That's one of the things with our Batman is he sort of has to live in both camps. He still has to be Batman,
Yeah.
but we wanted a component to it that is a bit humorous, right? Because
Yeah.
it is co-viewing and we wanted it fun for kids. And so that huge chin is both intimidating and hilarious simultaneously.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah, I love every time.
I'm glad that you agree.
Yeah, every time I look at it, I'm like, this is so ridiculous, but in the best way.
Yeah.
So, how did the initial idea for the show come about?
For the show, I
Yeah.
think, when we were making the movie, we just
Right.
loved the property so much and it was like, what else can we do with this? And, as big and epic as the movie is, it still is just this really thin slice of this world. And designs were so fun. And it was like, what would Killer Croc look like? What would Solomon Gundy look like in these designs? And what other characters can we bring into the house? And how can we expand on this world and see the pieces of the world that I feel like I wanted to see, and I hope other people watching the movie wanted to see, but didn't have a chance to because the story just didn't go in those places. And it felt like really the only way to do it was to do a TV show.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was
So
gonna
we just
ask.
kind of navigated that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense because I was gonna ask what other characters did you want to bring in? Like, how did you come about
Rise.
determining what characters you want to bring
Rise.
in?
I've had like this very small cameo in the movie, and how movies go, you sort of, I keep the rhythm and the flow going, and of course you always kind of put more food on your plate than you can actually consume, so we had to kind of trim here and there, and Roz got he got cut from the movie, and it was sad because he was an amazing design and he speaks so much to who Damien is as a character, and also just the dynamic of Batman, right, who's raising his son Damian in this world that he's hoping is a crime-free world, but like his grandfather runs the League of Shadows and it's like probably Batman's biggest nemesis. So we really wanted to see him. We wanted to bring him into the fold. We wanted Man Bat, of course, because he's so fun, and finding our own iteration of it, like you said with the chin, where it's like there is some humor to it. It's like Man Bat's this amazing, scary character, right? But it's like, what's this version of it? Like, what does he look like? What is this disheveled? What other versions of a disheveled scientist, could roll into this world? And so we domesticated him a bit, but like in a fun way. So he's kind of like the dude from The Big Lebowski. House coat. He's definitely like a former scientist turned Man Bat, but he's sort of like the comical branch of that, More of like Doc Brown from like Back to the Future,
Yeah, I love it.
And of course, it's a family, right? So it's like we wanted to bring other characters into the mix to kind of branch out that family, so we had like a complete family dynamic. So we brought Claire Selton in, aka Volcana. She's Bruce's newest ward. She doubles as, she's basically Damien's older sister, and and also wanted to challenge Bruce in different ways, right? Because Raj is going to challenge him, of course, right? They both want to run the house, but Alicia was really interesting to us because you don't really see a childhood friend for Bruce, and here's Alfred, with a great grandniece who came to Wayne Manor every summer growing up, so she's essentially, in a way, she's sort of like Bruce's sister in a way, right? I mean, they grew up together. And so that kind of gives her this like ability to challenge him in ways other people might not, because he's Bruce Wayne, right? So
Yeah.
there's always like a little element of like respect, you know. But she can get in there and get under his skin a little bit when he needs it, you know, because he's so pragmatic and so practical
Yeah.
by the book with everything. He's got that Batman energy, but she kind of gets underneath there and it's like, maybe she'll loosen up a little bit, Bruce. Like, fun, you know.
Yeah, one of the questions I had or notes I had is that I love her, you know, like of course because I'm a black woman, she's got her fro. I'm like, yes, okay, so I love it. She is one of my favorite characters. Do you plan to expand outside of this Bat Fam and do other content?
Oh man, I mean, we just love to do more episodes. So,
Okay.
you know, if anything else comes up, that would be amazing. We're hoping, you know, audiences love this property as much as we do, and we can keep exploring like this world that we're building, you
I
know.
think so because I feel like with animation lately, it feels like Saturday morning cartoons, which is what I grew up with, you know, bowl cereal every Saturday morning. So I feel like they're coming back, right? Do you get that sense?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because for a long time, a lot of animation was very creator driven, and then we sort of moved into this IP world where it's more kind of IP driven. But some of this IP is really fun to dust off. I mean, how often do you get to see Batman like this, or
Right.
even what they did at Paramount with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and some of the other Batman stuff we have going on at Warner Brothers with Aztec Batman is so fun. So yeah, I feel like, you know, animation just keeps growing and expanding and it ebbs and flows. And I think where we're at right now is a really fun space because
Yeah.
if my 10-year-old self never thought I'd be working on Batman, you know, like that
Yay.
was like the furthest. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like unattainable. So you don't even imagine it. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes, I
you're
wouldn't
not
thought I
working.
would be sitting here talking to you about Batman, but thank you
Yeah.
so much. That's all the time we have. But thank you so much, and now I look forward to everyone seeing it.
Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
you. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Yep. See you.